Folks, what he's telling you here now, I stood up beside him while I worked because he was the one who gave me my time, and if I was gazing, he would call me back into my timing. So I know what he's saying. Now he plays every instrument you hear he's talking about, the pan, double tenor pan, the whatever pan. But there's one instrument that he plays. I hope you have it. What do you call it?
The quaker.
Folks, I don't know. One night Martin just turned up with this thing on. The next thing we hear is it sounded so sweet. So yeah, I had to find out a little bit about this quaker. It's from Brazil, you say?
Yeah, the quaker is a Brazilian instrument.
Right.
This is it. And it has a skin, and it also has a stick in it.
Oh.
You see? So you have to get a wet cloth.
Oh.
Pass on the stick. You have to pass a wet cloth on the stick.
Oh.
And that's how you get the sound. That's how you get the sound. And while you're passing your hand on the stick, you have to press on the skin, you get different tones. So you do this.
Yes.
That's my quicker.
I'm
so
telling
you.
Eh? Yeah, go ahead. I'm just excited for you to be talking about that because I used to enjoy that piece of thing, though. I don't know what it was. I said to myself, well, you know, Martin didn't have anything better to do, so he went home and made this. But when you hear it with a full band, believe you me, folks, you have to dance. But you know, as I said, we're kind of running late, Martin. So I just want to play. I just want to play this, and we'll talk.
Parlez-moi d'un humeur. Je veux fondre dans tes yeux comme les ombres sur le mur.
Wow.
Viens t'étendre près de moi. Mets ton corps tout près du mien.
I'm extremely sorry that we have to cut into the song, but I'll try and get on another one because he has a French album, which I totally, totally love. Now, Mr. Albino, how many languages do you speak?
I did very well in Spanish in school, but I've lost a lot of it. But I sing in English, French, Spanish, Italian, and Creole right now. I sing in them. I do not converse too well in them, but I sing in those languages.
So you learned French in Trinidad?
I did French in school in Trinidad.
Yeah,
we
all did, but I didn't retain anything. Well, you know, I've always, our biggest applaud at night time, I remember in La Siesta was whenever you came up with one of these French songs, and believe you me, folks, it was something to behold. You felt real proud. So I kind of rushing you, my brother, but I have to because I want to get in some things.
I understand. We'll do it another time because I wanted to show you my drum collection.
I want to see the drum collection. You go get the drum collection while I look at my papers here because I'm running around like a madman.
Okay, I'm ready. I have them right here. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Go ahead. Show me what you're going to do. Oh, the pan. Yes. Oh.
I try to use all my different drums in my music. This one is an Egyptian drum. It's called a dabakus.
Easy for you to say.
Classic instrument because you have one sound at the end and a different song in the center.
Wow. I'm not hearing that.
Not hearing it?
No. No. You'd have to get the mic somewhere. Were you doing this with the phone?
Sound?
Yeah. Go ahead. I hear when you knock it, boom, but I don't hear when you go to the edges.
This one is the Daiba, because it's an Egyptian drum, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I use my tassa in most of my recordings. This is the Indian drum from Trinidad.
Yes, play something off of it there.
This is very loud, very loud.
Go ahead. It doesn't matter. Yeah, go ahead. But it's loud and then the volume drops. I don't understand what is happening there.
Okay. All right. That's the tassa.
Wow. We're missing out here, man.
This is a djembe. Everybody knows the djembe, African drum.
Right.
I use this in my recordings too.
You see? Something is cutting out the song. Once you start playing, it cuts out.
This is a hand drum.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know your microphone system there. It's not picking it up, you know. Anyway, you're going to come back and show me the drums one of these days. What about the pan? What you have in the back of you there? That's two tenor pan?
That's my double tenor pan.
Double tenor. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you play the cello too?
I have to play all the instruments because if I have to teach people, I have to be able to play the instrument to teach them what to play.
You know, something I need to know. I've been to pan yards, but I still don't figure out how do they put 100 people to play one song. They rehearse. It amazes me. Explain that to me.
We have what you call a section leader.
Mm-hmm.
So one guy, the arranger, will give the tune to one section leader who's playing, let's say, the tenor pan, the lead pan, right? Once that guy learns the sound, he can go and teach it to 10 other people. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Right. The second pan now, the next pan up, the double seconds, you have a section leader. The arranger will give him his part. You're going to strum on a C, you're going to strum on F, you're going to do so. Once he has it, he goes and he teaches it to
him. Wait, Martin, I'm getting some music here. I don't know. I'm not playing any music, but there's music coming out. Wow. This is amazing. Sixten, you playing any music there? You playing any music, Martin? No, your mic is gone. Where's Drew? I don't know, my brother. Something, because I have everything turned off here. I have no idea where that music is coming from. Let me shut off all players here. Wow, this one is better than me. Martin, can you hear me? Martin, it was my fault. I have a computer in the back of me that was on and I didn't realize. I just turned it off. Sorry about that, my friend. My God, what is it today, boy? Sorry about that, Martin.
Not a problem.
No, I'm not hearing your
You're not hearing me?
God. Go ahead.
You hearing me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you now.
Okay.
What a day. Where was I?
So we'll do it another time, that's all.
Yeah, we'll do it another time. I'll make sure everything is up and running because I
missed that bar. I haven't seen that bar in about 20 years.
Which bar?
Your bar.
Don't worry. It's still there. Not being used as frequently as it should, but it's still there. All right. I'm just going to jump into this because I have 15, 20 more minutes to go. Savoy's. How did you get to travel to New York with Savoy's? How did the bank get involved with Savoy's?
Okay. In 1968, at that time I was teaching school. I was teaching Diego Martin Boys RC School. I was also the arranger of Chase Manhattan Savoy's. And there's I'm sure you know the name Andy Narell.
Yes, right? Andy Narell. Yes.
Right. Andy Narell's father brought Andy Narell to my Panyard in Laventille, Savoy's Panyard, because he had a project that he was working on with the Police Athletic League from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to carry someone from Trinidad to teach kids to play the steel drums.
Wow. In New York?
In New York.
Mm.
Harlem, Brooklyn, Bedford-Stuyvesant. So I was fortunate to be chosen for that assignment because I was teaching and I was involved in PAN, the steel band.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sponsored by the Trinidad government and the Police Athletic League of New York to go and teach PAN in Brooklyn, Harlem, and Bedford-Stuyvesant in 1968.
Wow.
It was an incredible, incredible experience for me with the kids that I worked with. The year before that, I think there was a riot in the summer. I think it was 67.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they called the program Keeping the Summer Cool. That's what the name of the program, Keeping the Summer Cool. That was 1968. So I was there just for the summer. I worked in those three areas. And after that, I went back to Trinidad to my job. But
so how...
Go ahead.
No. You went back to Trinidad. How long did you stay in New York with...
I was there just for the summer.
Ah, just for that summer. I see. And it was a beautiful experience.
Incredible experience for me.
All right. Tell me now, you went back to work in Trinidad and all that, still playing the pan and all that with the various steel orchestras, right? So how did you all say, you know what, I'm giving up that to come to Canada? What made you want to come to Canada?
Okay. I always tell people, everything that my brother did, he won't always get me involved in it. If he go into Intercol, he go into watch a game, he bringing me with him. Come, let's go and see this game. He go into the pub and drink some Carib. I never forgot that. He carried me to a pub downtown and break me out in drinking Carib.
Oh, so that's where it started from.
Anywhere he was going, he carried me. Anyhow, to make a long story short, when he was teaching Calvary School, I was teaching Diego Martin Boys RC School. So when he was leaving in 1969 to come to Montreal, he called me up. He said, Martin, I'm going to Canada. I would like you to come and take my position here because he taught music too. So he wanted me to continue that music program.
Brilliant musician.
I left Diego Martin Boys RC School and went to Calgary.
To Calgary you went first?
No, the school is Calgary.
Oh, Calgary. Okay.
Roman Catholic School.
Yes, sorry about that.
So now... Alwyn is in Canada now, and I'm in Trinidad. he calls me up. He said, listen, I'm playing at a place called the Queen's Hotel. It's a bar, and I play the piano. But Lord Melody from Trinidad just came up here, and he wants me to go to Nova Scotia to accompany him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't go to Nova Scotia and play at the Queen's Hotel. So you want to come up here and do one of these jobs? I said, sure, why not? And that was it. I left Trinidad. I left teaching. I jumped in the plane, came to Montreal. The day I reached in Montreal, the next day I went straight to Nova Scotia.
Wow.
To a place called the Lobster Trap.
Wow.
To accompany Lord Melody.
It was
a rude awakening.
What made it a rude awakening?
The experience. I just come from flying how many hours from Trinidad. I come and I jump on a bus to go to Nova Scotia. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It was an experience.
So
that was it. That's how I started with my musical career here.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I left out a bit with Trinidad, you know, because I arranged for a lot of steel bands in Trinidad, apart from Savoy's. I arranged for Cinco. I arranged for Samoa All Stars. I arranged for Eastside, all these bands too, you know. Anyhow, so I reached Canada now.
No bands to arrange for.
Eh?
No bands to arrange for in Canada.
When I reached here,
mm-hmm.
I met the guys from Exponians.
Okay.
And they asked me to arrange and stuff. And I arranged some music for them. I actually joined the band and I went and performed in Sherbrooke and different places with them. But I arranged a lot of music for the Exponians, for the steel band. But I got involved, started back Savoy's because they used to, you familiar with the TNT Day, Trinidad and Tobago Day? This would go on every year, maybe it's around June or something, I don't remember what time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I attended to the TNT festival at Anguillon Park,
mm-hmm.
and some young guys had a couple steel drums. But instead of doing a presentation, they were disrupting the whole show, walking around playing while other artists were performing. So I said to myself, I'm going to start my band, but I won't be doing like what those guys doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start and come and perform on TNT Day as a group instead of what those guys were doing. And that's how I started. I started speaking to my friends in Montreal who had instruments that I could borrow or get old ones and try and bring them back to life. I spoke to a couple of friends. I got some old pans. I could help myself a bit to bring them back to use. And I started with some single pans. And that's how I started Savoy's.
Explain Savoy's a little bit to the listeners for those who do not know.
All right. Savoy's is, I refer to Savoy's as Savoy's Atelier de Tambour Metallique. It is a steel band workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Where I teach kids. I started this about 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2003, I think, yeah. I teach kids and I teach seniors. Savoy's. So I got organized through the city of LaSalle. I registered. And fortunately, the city of LaSalle has been very good to me. They give me a beautiful room to rehearse.
Right.
In the earlier days, I had to go to the Côte d'Ivoire Black Community Center, ask them if I could come and rehearse there because, you know, you have instruments and it's not easy. It's not just one instrument or one pan. So it was difficult, very, very difficult in the early days. I used to go to the Walkley Center. You have to bring your instruments, take them back out. I went to the Y. Somebody introduced me to the Y. You would take the instruments there, practice, come back out. Until I got in contact with LaSalle and the mayor, who has been so gracious to me, mm-hmm. Madame Barb. She gave me a beautiful room to rehearse, and I'm extremely gracious for that. So anytime LaSalle calls me and say, would you like to do so-and-so? I will be always, I'm always happy to perform for LaSalle anytime. Very, very, very nice to me. We have a fantastic room. We have a great room to rehearse, and that's where we rehearse every day. The Savoy's is a steel band workshop where I teach kids and seniors, anybody who wants to learn to play the instrument. As a matter of fact, right now I'm recruiting because we would like to start back for Easter. We usually start back Easter because I usually go to Trinidad around January for Carnival to judge Panorama.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back around Easter time, or I come back around March, because I usually do St. Patrick Parade. But of course, we had no parade last year, and this year, no. But I'm going to do one St. Patrick Parade with my group in Chateauguay on the 27th of March.
Mm.
So I still have at least one. I lost a lot of parades, a lot of stuff, but at least I get one parade.
Right.
Because of COVID. Yeah.
You know, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Was there ever a moment where you felt like, wow, I give up on this thing? Was there?
At all. Never.
No, eh?
I love what I do, and I will continue doing it until I have no more life in me to do it.
Don't worry, you're going to have plenty more life.
As a matter of fact, that... the fan songs you played were my third CD.
Mm-hmm.
My fourth CD is the one with the French. And incidentally, I'm working on my fifth CD now because, you know, you can't go anywhere. Mr. COVID have you tied down in the house.
Right.
You're getting antisocial. So I'm working on my fifth CD now, and I'm going to do just classical music, just classical songs.
Nice. Let me just touch in on this one here. It's it's you alone who plays on all your songs, or you have? Yeah, Martin. I just asked you, is it you alone that plays on the
I do everything on my CDs. I play all the instruments, vocals, everything.
Wow. Talent. This is Minuet in G. Pan artistry of Mr. Martin Albino, and
I said 2 minutes ago that I did everything on all my CDs. Okay.
Right.
I did not mention my first CD. The song Anna, I had Jason.
Your son. I had a question for you about that too.
I had Jason play the saxophone on the first song, mm-hmm. Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Because of course, you went to school, I'm always taught at school and always teaching kids the different instruments. So Jason played on my first CD, he played Anna on the saxophone. And on the second CD, my sister Merle Albino, she played the classical piano.
Wow.
Ave Maria, Gounod's Ave Maria, and Schubert Ave Maria.
Wow. Did the family ever get together and just do a jam of anything?
No, we never really play together. Christmas time, somebody might be on the piano and play a quartet or something of the sort, but not as a performance sort of.
So I know Alwyn passed, but are the other ladies still playing the music or what?
Merle is still playing all the time. As a matter of fact, she just received an honorary doctorate in Trinidad. So she's now Dr. Merle Albino Dicoto. Last year, I think. But she's playing all the time, and she's teaching. She's teaching all the instruments at our home in Laventille.
Nice.
Lucille hasn't played much, but unfortunately, Lucille passed a couple of years ago.
Right.
She was the good one, yeah. You see, I still have the Rasta picture that you brought for me from Jamaica. Long ago, you would bring something for me when you go to Trinidad, when you go to Jamaica, but you don't bring nothing for me now.
I haven't been there in 10 years, my brother, believe you me, and I'm due now. I'm really due. you know, we have to get back together to do this thing properly, and, you know, I wanted you to even play something on the pan, but with this system here, we have to set it up better. You know, so that we can hear the system. What was your favorite French song that you did?
On that CD there?
Yes, on the CD.
My favorite French song is not on the CD.
Oh, so you gave me the ones you don't like.
There's another one there that is nice to help me make it through the night.
I'm going to play something that I like.
Down the river.
It's always on my mind.
Et je n'ai pas su t'aimer. Notre histoire était belle. Et je l'ai laissé passer. Et je me raconte ce temps-là comme on regrette une erreur. Tu n'as pas quitté mon cœur. Tu n'as pas quitté mon cœur. Tu étais la deuxième. L'autre me cachait le jour. À te voir si fidèle. Tu étais là pour toujours. Si je n'avais rien compris, je crois que je gardais la meilleure. Tu n'as pas quitté mon cœur.
If I must say so, beautiful Martin, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. If I had an ounce of your talent, I would be one happy guy. Believe you me, because you know, folks. I remember being on the bandstand with him wherever we went, and his talent was unbelievable. Sometimes I think I want to break his fingers for playing the pan so sweet. Was nice. Those were the days. And then they went over to a funkier band called Body Heat.
Right.
Yes. And the musical career of Mr. Albino just boomed. Anything else you want to add for me, Martin?
Well, I said already that I'm recruiting.
No, you didn't say it. Go ahead. Say it again.
I am recruiting. Savoy's is recruiting. We need some seniors. We're going to start rehearsal at City Hall in LaSalle come Easter. And I'm looking for some new members. Some of my people have disappeared. Some have, of course, some have deceased, of course, because I'm dealing with elderly people. So we are always recruiting new people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if there are kids out there who are interested in playing also, you're welcome. youth as well as seniors. Anybody interested in playing the pan, just come see me. That's it.
Good. And the City of La Salle has given you the rehearsal space, so you don't have to worry to be lugging around these equipment.
I have a rehearsal room that I can go there twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and rehearse. Fantastic.
Nice.
The greatest thing that has happened to me since I moved to La Salle.
Well, La Salle is a fine city, you know. I lived there for a while, and those were the days when
we had great times together. I'm stretched when we were in Coral Islanders. We had fantastic time together.
Incredible. 8, 9, 10 years of that was, I'm telling you, folks, I had a great time with these gentlemen.
I remember you were so generous when we finished playing on a Friday, Saturday night. You invite everybody from Siesta to your house and county. and come to and you'd have a party. You remember that?
I don't remember those things. No, but that's what life was all about, you know. On a weekend, your friends would drop by. Maybe it's a lot of friends then. And on Sundays, they'd be outside washing cars. But that was the lifestyle, and we certainly enjoyed it. So, Martin, it's 5:31, and back to Jason, my little friend Jason. He never followed up on the music?
Yeah, he plays all the time. He has a tenor pan there. He went to Indiana, I gave him a nice tenor pan, one of the best done by the same guy who made my double tenor.
Right.
Guy by the name of Guppy Brown. He's the best, one of the best tuners in Trinidad. Yeah, Jason has a pan, and he plays occasionally with people where, if they're an organization wherever he's living. Like when he was in the States there, he was playing with some other guys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Play too much of the saxophone again.
No.
I should take it back and sell it.
Oh, you old meanie. You can't do that. So he doesn't play the saxophone because that's a kick right now. All these young people are on Facebook, YouTube. Yeah, there's this young girl from Jamaica, boy. She's doing her things real nice, you know. And he should continue doing that, you know, make himself. Put up himself on YouTube, blowing something like Kenny G. Kenny G's a bit nervous now because all the young kids are coming out doing their wonders with this. You know, something I need a little bit of history. I don't care if we go over. Explain to me, moi, about the development of the pan. Yes, I want to know something. In 1939, something I had read there in Trinidad, they developed this cutting the pan and making the notes and all that to play. Is that still maintained? Is it still made? Is steel drum still made the way it was then?
Yes. Well, yes and no. You know how it started, right? The governors and stuff like that wanted the people to stop drumming and having like a carnival, what they call cambule.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys just started looking for any type of drum or anything that would make a sound to play like an instrument. And that's how the steel drum started. They started with biscuit drums and stuff like that.
What kind of drums?
Biscuit drum. There's a black drum that they used to have biscuits in those drums. They started using that, hitting it, eventually hitting those sounds. They realized that they're getting sound, like a note, like a do, a sound, a C note or a D note. So the first one, they had just about 3 notes. Bong, ping, ping, bong, bong, ping, ping, bong, bong. And you hold it with one hand and hit it like that. Dun, 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 dun. And of course, they just continued improving and improving and improving. So like today, we have 32 notes on a tenor pan. That started when I was in All Stars in 1958. They had four notes in the center of a tenor pan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a tenor pan has 32 notes. You know, it's completely improved a hell of a lot. Okay? Answering the question now about the same type of system that was used in the early days. In the early days, they would sink the drum. You get a nice drum that's clean, has no holes, no rust, and you sink it. Of course, there's a specific way that you have to sink it. You mark it, you draw a circle, and you pong on the outer circle, then you pong on another circle until it's nice and concave. That is still done by some people, but there are some people now who use sheet metal, put it on, and use something that will hit the pan. Instead of ponging it with a sledgehammer, they use a hydraulic machine to get
the notes.
To sink it now. You know, that's the only difference. But there's most people still sink the old-fashioned way, but there are some who are using the hydraulic machine to sink the drums. But all the rest is the same. The tuning is the same. The putting in the notes.
But the quality is the same, or the newer ones, the quality lasts for 5 minutes and that's it?
Oh, no. These pans last forever because they're chromed now, eh? In the early days,
yeah, seen that. Chrome. Everybody's
once
chromed.
Once they last.
Oh, once they're chromed, they maintain the sound, the notes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That, that amazes me. I don't know who is on my phone. Boy, I'm telling you, I gotta go get somebody to come and get the ghost out of these computers. Anyway, Martin, I'm going to wrap up because we're running on the Soca People time. I want to thank you very much. And, I wish we could do it much better than it is. So until next time, my brother, I thank you.
Well, I thank you very much for having me, sir.
You know,
it's nice seeing you.
The knowledge as one person was complaining that they couldn't hear your mic, and they say I'm looking for it, you know. They said something like and you had so much thing to give out and they couldn't hear you properly on the mic, but we're gonna fix that. We really have to fix that. So I thank you, sir.
I thank you.
All right.
And have a good day. I see you're getting gray like me.
Well, at this age, we have to get something, you know. But tell me something. You ever had when you were in Coral Islanders, did you have a guy who used to sing with you? They call him Stretch.
I vaguely remember a guy with a sweet voice. I'm not sure if it's Stretch. I vaguely remember something.
Yeah? Okay.
Guy was a troublemaker. He's a little in the
Oh, God. Don't worry, my brother. You kept me in line. 610, you look like you want to say something to Martin. Say it quick. I'm not hearing 610 at all. I don't know. I have to get a OB man to fix up the system. Anyway, folks, I gotta go. So I thank you guys. I thank you very much. And Mr. Albino, it was a pleasure. Next time, we're going to get this thing right. All right? So take care. All right. You too, my brother. And we get into a little bit of the soca music. DJ Nicholas.
90.3 FM. West Indies. 90.3 FM.
With no deceit, I want to take up the duties on St. Vincent Street. Let me tell you,
Nora.
I want you to leave Lord Kitchen.
Nora, Nora.
90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
Ready day. Sawa, sawa, say. Thank God I'm alive and well.
Alive and well.
I'm alive and well.
I'm alive and well.
And there ain't no place smile in my eyes can't tell. No, no, no. Yo, but mine, you don't know who's in your motel. And you will see me now.
Ladies, number one choice, DJ Nicholas.
Success reach them watching your things.
Why you wanna show up? They can't talk to me. Guardian angels watch over me. Every morning I need long and pray for my family. Look, I say, you wanna show up? No bad company could take away what you give to me. When I see negative energy, I'm going the next way. Now, bad mind, I don't know who's in you, but tell them you will see me now. You'll see me now. You'll see me now. Envious people, obey you, please. When you see me, don't see me now. Don't see me now. Don't see me now. Don't see me now. Well, everybody put your hand in the air. In the air. I say, Jehovah, be plant away. Rag in the air. Hand in the air. Yeah. Well, everybody put your hand in the air. In the air. I say, Jehovah, be plant away. Hand in the air. Rag in the air. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Personally. Don't take it too personally.
Yeah, listen to the mix of DJ Nicholas. I have to apologize to Mr. Albino because nothing seemed to be on track today. And I'll bring him back in the fall because, folks, you have no idea the wealth of information this guy has. I don't know why he doesn't write a book. Martin Albino, that family is amazing. Had the pleasure of sitting right in that judge's box. In the arena, whatever they call that, in Trinidad, and watch his sister and others judging the pan side. Those are lasting things that I will never forget, all right? And the amazing things is to watch him play all these instruments.
Can I say what I want to say? I wanna say what I want to say. Can I say what I want to say? I really wanna say it. People don't know ya, but they won't judge you. They talking about ya. Must be smiling your face, talking you bad, and making up things.
Far from the facts.
Why you? I'll be pressing on, doing my thing. I'm telling you, please,
don't touch me.
God don't put you to watch me.
Sweet like tangerine, and I have the sweetest piece of wine here for you. The way that you're giving the vibes, I just want you next to me. And I hear watching you all night, I love off your energy. All night your waist moving, I see you know what you're doing. All night your body talking, you think speaking my language. You have my life, oh Lord, oh. I'm feeling like I just spent the lotto. Captain, sail away. Watch my hands.
trying to navigate. Sail away. Anchor down, let me dive in, girl, don't make me wait. Sail away. To the ends of the globe and right or wrong again. Sail away. Oh, Lord, sink or float, I don't care what you're doing. Throw me overboard. I don't need no lifeguard, oh, Lord. Rocking back and forth.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you and you out there. West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. My name is Howard Carr. On behalf of the rest of the crew, had some problems today. We're going to figure that out because I don't know. There must be a ghost somewhere pushing up the buttons here. guy, I gotta call Toph. I gotta call Spencer. Because I don't know. The sounds of Kadance, kind of soca they're doing now. Sweet, sweet music, I tell you. All over the Caribbean, this is Reigning King. Keep it locked, call a friend, tell a friend. Coming up the reggae hour. Want to thank once again Martin Albino. Came through like a Trojan. Keep it locked. Right, yes, sir.
FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
That's us. Would have loved to be in the band that damn times. Sweet.
They will pretend to build you up.
That's right.
Just to pull you down. They will set you up.
That's right.
For you to lose your crown. If you fool me once, then shame on you. Shame on you. And if you fool me again, then shame on you.
Shame on me.
And then you need to go rock with them. Rock so,
rock away.
Better rock so, rock so, rock so.
Go away.
Rock so,
rock away.
Go away.
Go away.
Rock so,
rock away.
Better rock so, rock so, rock so.
Go away.
Rock.
One of the better DJs in this city.
Just dance, dance your stress away.
Just dance,
DJ Nicholas, kicking it, kicking it, kicking it, kicking it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we ready. 90.3 FM.
Just dance them out.
I wonder if these DJs here in Montreal are learning. I got a tape from MP3 from a friend of mine in Jamaica at a club in New Kingston. My God, they play everything now.
I guess she don't understand. That is the life of a gallus. Good Lord.
Life of a gallus. Saw my boy on Facebook. Looking good, the latest choice. DJ Nicholas. CKUT 9.3 on your FM dial. Don't forget, it's that time of year again. We are excited to announce CKUT's 2022 funding drive taking place from Thursday, March 17th to Sunday, March 27th. The theme of this year's drive is CKUT till infinity, and our goal is only $35,000, all right? CKUT 9.3 on your FM dial. We've been asked to announce the passing of Dennis Forbes. Dennis passed away on Monday, March the 7th, 2022. He will be buried on Wednesday, March the 23rd at 11 a.m. Location 1050 Shevchenko Boulevard over there in Ville de Salle, Trinity Church. Viewing will be held on March 22nd at Kane and Fetterly on 5302 Dakari between 2 and 5 p.m., 7 and 9 p.m. There will be a closed casket. Dennis wishes to be remembered for who he was. Rest in peace, Dennis. He was an electrician, did some work here too. Mr. Dennis Forbes. I Will Always Love You by Mr. Kenny G.
Yes, sir. You already know what it is.
What it is.
This is Jason Alexander on behalf of THD Entertainment letting y'all know we're on CKUT 90.3 all month with the Montreal Sessions, myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and of course, Colin Hassel on the drums.
Yes, sir, Montreal. That's Whose Vibe Is It Anyway? Mark your calendars, 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through the month of March. Hit us up on IG at THT Entertainment. Drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear. What's popping in your neighborhood? We got to know.
Being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The sound of this doorbell may seem pretty ordinary to you. Until you realize that it's Graham, who's 75 years old and still delivering meals to people in need in his neighborhood. And that for many of them, it's the most comforting sound they'll hear all day. Seniors bring so much to Quebec.